Hello, everyone, and welcome to my show, The Michael Goger Show. My name is Michael Goger. That didn't sound right this time, but it must be the cold I got. But welcome to my show, and my name is Michael Goger, if you're a first-time listener. And I am here today with a co-host, not even a guest, I'd say a co-host in a way, because you are my co-host of Blog Talk, Lois.
Yes, I am.
Right? Yes, you are. Lois T. Martin, psychic numerologist in the field. How long, Lois?
I'll say more than 29 years, but I'm no more than 32. How's that?
So you're a veteran.
I'm a veteran.
You are a veteran. And we're going to be here today for the next hour doing readings for the listening audience. Again, I got a... does it sound like I got a cold?
No.
No? Good. I should have said nothing then.
No, you shouldn't have. You see? You always have to say the right thing, wrong time, you know?
But, you know, it sounds like I'm in a cave. You ever get that feeling? Like you're...
No, Michael, I really don't try to get into caves, but that's okay. You keep giving away your secrets, Michael.
Yeah, oh, okay. All right, you're wondering what I'm doing in the cave, huh?
You sound fine, Mike.
I'm a country boy.
Yeah, you sound good.
It's a pleasure to have you here today, Lois.
Thank you, Michael.
Pleasure.
I always love working with you. We have a lot of fun.
Pleasure. You know, you made my day. I heard a voice say, call Lois and ask her to be with you today. So work with her and have fun and help me. Because, you know, I've been through a lot lately. And for the listening audience, the ones that do know us and you know about Blog Talk, if you're not a group member, you didn't get the mail. We put that on hold for a little while. So Wednesday night Blog Talks, we got that. It's on hold. It's not dead or deleted. Still there. We love it really, and then we're gonna bring it back to life. But I need to. Get a few things oriented and get my feet back on the ground after what I just went through. I know there's some people saying, "What the hell is he talking about?" If you not on top of it, or your first time listener. My wife passed away November 2nd, and now we got the holidays upon us, and so you can imagine, on top of a bad chest cold. So bear with me and us, and like I said, Blog Talk is coming back, and the co-host can visit me here until we get her pumping, right, Lois?
Yes, we do. We have great people that listen to us, and not only do we give the best that we can of our information, but we have a lot of fun.
And
I think in this time and age and all that's going on, pressure of holidays and economically, fun is important.
Yep.
So that's what we're about.
That's what we're about, and we're having fun with it. For those, numerology, Lois, for those that are maybe just getting into the phenomena of metaphysics, maybe give us a little brief little history or bio, numerology, or how you work, or what they...
Mike, for people to understand, I study the art and science of the letters in your name and your date of birth. I'm connected, like an astrologer would work with your time of birth and where you were born. I work with your name as it appears on your birth certificate, even if it's misspelled, and, of course, your date of birth.
Wow.
I've been doing it many, many years, and it has yet to cease to amaze me.
Mm-hmm.
Over the years, what happens is that the numbers become a dynamic tool for me, and I am what is called the clairaudient. I can hear. So spirit messaging comes to me when I look at the numbers, I am directed information from spirit. So the intuitive part comes through that way. If people are looking for certain time frames, such as moving or setting a particular date in their life, marriage, whatever, I then will look strictly into numbers, not so much the psychic end, because the numbers are very dynamic in telling direction, giving timed events.
Yeah.
So when a person, let's say tonight, will call, I would technically just need their first name. And it's always important to know how they spell their first name. Because that gives me the idea of how to speak to that person. And their month and day of birth. And from that, I could get some sort of an insight, well, particularly that the end of the year is here, I'll give an insight as to about a highlight of what the year 2010 can bring about for them. So that's how I do it, through your name, through your date of birth.
Very good. And you do this with the name and date of birth, and much like I do it with the tarot and the crystal ball, my candle and my pendulum.
Absolutely,
now,
because we're all connected. We're everything that we do, we're all sister connected. Astrology, tarot, runes, playing cards, dominoes, whatever it is, we're all interconnected.
Right. And, you know, really, and different types of receivers, you know. It's very similar to electricity or electromagnetic waves or radio waves and, radio waves is what I would really compare it to as it's coming into me. So, and everybody is tapped into that. Everybody.
Yeah, everything is based on energy, you know.
Right.
And with that energy, you know, you receive your information your way. I receive mine my way. Somebody else will, it doesn't matter. Sure. It's being received. Because that's the way it works for us. I drive, you know, I like to drive a Mercedes, and you could be driving a great, you know, F-150 truck. No matter what, we're still going to turn the key and move.
Right.
You know.
Or it's like five different artists sitting down and tell them each draw a tree. It's a perception, you know.
It's the uniqueness. That's what makes everyone unique. And
yeah,
the ironic part about it is that, you know what, Michael, even if people have the same names or the same date of birth, let's say like twins, they'll still be different.
Yeah, good.
Everybody's unique.
Amazing.
Yes, it is.
I can imagine there's a lot of everybody saying, when's he going to do readings or the phones or... The phones are on hold until I give out the toll-free number, and then we'll open up the lines and get some readings done.
Cool.
Lois, anything new? Anything you want to announce or anything you want to get out there? How can people get contact with you? You're available
in
private.
I'm simple to get in touch with. You could go to my website, which is Lois, L-O-I-S, T like in Tom, Martin, MARTIN.com. Or they could call me at 800-873-8027. But just go to my website, LoisTMartin.com, and it's all listed there. They could even get a picture of what I look like so they could put down a voice and a face together.
Yeah.
And as far as all that's coming up, a lot of planetary stuff is happening. We do have a wonderful Mercury retrograde upon us.
Yeah,
we have another full moon on the 31st of this month, so that'll be the blue month of December, blue moon month. We have Mars in a retrograde, Saturn in a retrograde. We've got a lot of activity going on.
Oof,
and of course, the month of December, which is the last month, so our Earth Mother is now preparing for a rebirth on January 1st, and everybody will then go into another vibration to adjust you for the next 12 months.
Absolutely.
Yeah, a lot of changes.
Absolutely. I feel January being a very significant milestone for some reason. What else was I going to ask you? Oh, you can, you're also at my website.
I'm at your website. You're at my website.
Yeah, you can get the Lois through my website.
Yeah. Really easy to find.
We live stream BBS Radio at my website, and you can live stream it at your website too if you like. All the everything you need is here at the BBS Radio station. Come over to the website and get the code you need, and you can listen to BBS 24/7 right from your website or your Yahoo group or your Facebook or your MySpace. So I like it at my website, and when I'm sitting here working, I listen to it, and it's a very good program. Very good program. It's I enjoy being here. All right, I'm going to give out that number, Lois. Open
Let's
up the phone line.
Let's do it, Mike.
I feel the horses. I can feel the pressure, and I love doing it, so.
Let's do it.
Oh, there we go. But I'll give the number out anyway. I know you're there, caller. Toll free, 888-815-9756. There's a lot of lines that you can pay for. If you got a plan, use them. They're all over the website. Station 1, you're listening to. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show.
Hello, this is Mark.
Hi, Mark.
Hi, Mark.
How are you?
Welcome.
Mark, how do you spell Mark?
Mark is with a C, M-A-R-C.
Okay, and may I have your month and day of birth?
4-17-1961.
61, great. Good, Mike.
Okay.
I just wanted to ask if I could have a reading, and I just wanted to briefly mention that I've had Michael do readings for me on several occasions concerning my mother-in-law and my father, and the accuracy was phenomenal, and it was actually life-changing. And so today I'm calling actually to speak to the numerologist. I've never tried that before, but Michael did some amazing readings for me, and I'll have some more done in the future.
Well, one thing I do want to say, Mark, is that I keep hearing around you something with a medallion. I don't know if it was from your father or grandfather, but
I just started wearing a medallion. It's a Roman. I consider it a medallion around my neck.
Okay.
And I just started wearing it, almost like a good luck charm. So yeah, you're correct on that.
Okay. But look
and it's
for
an item that's actually.
All right, but look for something from father, grandfather.
Okay.
They want you to carry it. It's a coin or something like that. So. I just wanted to throw that in real quick before you go to Lois. Go ahead, Lois.
Okay, Mark. Listen, this is what I'm catching over here with you. You're a smart man, you know. You pretty much have things on the ball over here. I think you have a good head or a good sense of business and I'm getting a sense that there has been some changes that have been going on here for you through this 2009 year. I think that these changes have, I'm going to say like it has been a little bit of a merry-go-round ride for you, because to me you're sort of a man that likes to have things in order. You like to have a plan. You like to be focused. You like to use good judgment in what you do. But I think that this year has been throwing you a few unexpected surprises, and I feel that we're still in the making of this, that there are still changes that are going on. And I also feel that things are moving into the family course, more going into the home front, more areas that could be changes around within family. Do you have children?
Yes, I do. I have one child. He's 16. Oh. His name is Paul.
Okay. And is the child, is there some something special going on here with the child, and maybe getting a preparation with school or something that he's doing in school.
Thing that's special that happened in his life recently was he got his driver's permit.
Okay, good enough for me. Now,
yeah.
Also, there is stuff in the home front. Are you guys changing something within your home? Did you fix it?
Well, you know, I had a big adjustment in my life. I just retired in September.
Okay.
And it's been a very, very big adjustment. And I'm kind of young. I'm 47 years old. And it's been a very big adjustment for me. So when you were saying about 2009 being somewhat as a rough year or a life-changing year, that's certainly true.
Okay. But the adjustments here that are going on here and a lot of the indecisions that you are feeling as to what to do and what not to do, I don't ever believe that you're going to remain idle. You're not the type of man that's going to remain idle. So I would feel that even if you wanted to get involved, let's say you wanted to do something voluntarily, getting involved with people, because I feel, Mark, that there's a lot of ways that people seem to draw to you, or they like to give you, maybe they like to talk to you because you listen to them.
Yep.
Or if you have an expertise of your kind, that maybe you would even like to give presentations because you make a great speaker. I just feel that right now your adjustments and not knowing what to do, where to go, and the indecision that is here, all of this is going to change for you.
I'm debating whether to start a new job or whether to go back to school. So what you're saying is...
Wait, I'm sorry. Say that again, dear.
What you were just saying about the indecision, I'm debating in my mind whether I should go back to school, should I go get a part-time job, should I go get a full-time job, you know, what should I do?
First of all, my opinion to you, Mark, is that don't make any decisions just at this moment. If I had to make more of a decision, I'd say to you, you know what, let's wait until around the end of January, February.
Okay.
And then let's see where you want to go with this. I don't feel a full-time job is for you at this time. I think that if you are able to go to school and or, as I said, for you to teach or volunteer, giving yourself of your time to other people, I think it is great. But to right now put a weight on you to do something that you're going to commit to, I think would be wrong.
Okay.
I think that it's more for you to feel what it is you would like to do because there's still a lot of family stuff going on.
Yeah.
And I do feel that you...
No, everything's very stable in the family. I think the biggest family factor would be my retirement.
Okay.
And all of
do you have
I
parents alive?
Yes, but my mother's alive.
Okay, and you have in-laws alive?
I have one in-law, and then I have my mother, and my mother lives with me.
Okay, so again, I'm still going to say that we still have focus of family here.
Yeah.
I don't feel
that
you
should...
When
you say focus of family, what do you mean focus of family?
I feel that, well, you know what...
Something negative or positive
I don't feel it. I don't want to say it's a negative, but maybe if mom has to take some care under a doctor's care, you're there.
I just took it to the doctor two days ago.
Okay, so I'm saying that you're there. They're still family. Your son, he's 16 years old. You know what? I don't know if I want to raise a teenager again. Do you follow what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But I feel that
there
could be decisions in for you what you might like to do with your home. Is there some repair? Maybe you were thinking of maybe doing some work around your house.
Absolutely.
All right, this is what I mean about home and family. That's going to be more coming into play for you as you get closer to your birthday. That's why I don't think it's a time for you to make a full decision yet. Would I go to school? Part-time. Would I do volunteer work or do something in a job part-time? Absolutely. Full-time?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Well, you're right on the money. You're right on the money with all that. I have no intention of going full-time. I really don't think I can handle it.
No, no, not at all.
And I'm
not at all.
With
and there's
numerology.
Something here about your fine. Do you have anything to do with the law, sir?
I retired from law enforcement.
Yes, okay. That's what I'm picking up here. I think, again, you make a great mentor. I think people respect and listen to you when you talk, or they find a way to speak with. I think you make an ideal counselor.
Well,
yep.
An ideal counselor. People will listen to you.
Yeah.
And
if I can get my son to listen to me, that would be great.
Excuse me?
If I can get my son to listen to me, that would be great.
Well, you know what? He's your son, and he knows how to manipulate with you. But,
oh, yeah.
But the other part, too, is I also feel for you, Marcus, to drink some more water.
Really? I have, you know, it's funny you should say that. I'm on a diet where I'm supposed to drink a lot of water, and I'm not drinking my water.
I think that you should drink some more water, and I also believe that you and your son are going to be planning some trip, and that's going to be near water.
Yes, it is. It's funny you say that.
I would say to you to enjoy it.
Yep.
Mark, don't commit to anything long term. Do not commit to anything right now long term.
Okay. Can I ask you one more question?
Go ahead.
Can I ask one more question? I'm not familiar with numerology, but how do you see the year 2010 for me? Is it going to be a better year? Because 2009 was not a good year.
I don't think that you're saying it the right way. I think that 2009 was a very good year for you because it put you in a position for you to see things on different levels. Because you're a man who more works on the rules and the regulations, the straight and the narrow. And the 2009 year brought you to a level to see things on a different level. An opening for you. I don't feel it was a negative year. Maybe circumstances felt to you to be negative or whatever you think that went down. I think this can only be a better year if you continue to open up without making it where you keep applying logic and reasoning and just go with the feeling, just go with the flow. Be creative because there's an undertone side of you that's very creative. I think that you're afraid of that because that would show that you could have a good time and be enlightened and you could laugh, where all the time you have to be the strict on the right path. You were respected in your authority position. I think that this is an ideal year coming up for you that you should have some fun.
Right on the money. Well, listen, I'll give an opportunity for other people to speak, to call in. And, Michael, I'll be in contact with you again. And is it Lois?
Thank you, buddy.
No, Lois.
I'm sorry.
Lois,
thank you very much.
God bless.
Show, hey, Mark. Mark.
Yeah.
How's the show sound out there?
Sounds very good.
Well, where are you listening? Where are you listening? My side or... Or PBS.
I'm listening from your site.
From my site? Sounds good. Loud and clear.
I'm listening from MichaelGogert.com.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Michael Gogert Show. We had a little bit of a techie problem here, and we're back. Lois, you back?
Yes, I'm here, Michael.
Okay. That was an awesome reading, Lois. Awesome.
Thank you.
Wow. I'm glad I brought you on tonight with me.
Okay.
Oh, my God. You were such a treat. Caller, are you there?
Yeah. Hi, Mike.
Hi. What's your name?
Amy.
What?
Amy.
Lady.
Amy?
Amy, A-M-Y.
AMY, okay, Amy, and what's your date of birth?
Oh, my God,
Rose. I knew it'd take you a minute.
Oh, my God, okay. How you been?
I'm good.
Okay.
I figured I'd call in and harass you.
Yeah. There's, Lois, you want to take her name and birth date?
Yeah, I'm waiting. Go ahead.
Nice to meet you. My name's Amy, and my birthday is 4/21/76.
Amy, is it with a Y?
Yes.
And it's 4/21/76?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead. Go ahead, Mike.
Okay, and I'm going to see what I got for you while I'm talking to you.
All right.
And socializing. Oh, you're going somewhere. You got a little bit of a journey coming up here.
I got to drive into Pittsburgh tomorrow.
Yeah, and it's to get something moving again or flowing or...
Yeah, yeah.
Something that's been stagnant or suspended or... And you want and you need to get to start moving again. And it's going to help you, I believe, financially. They're throwing coins at me, so...
That sounds
and
good
I
to
feel
me.
What's that?
Sounds good to me.
Yeah. Is this all hitting or connecting?
Mike, it makes perfect sense.
Makes a perfect sense.
Yeah,
and,
I gotta go in into court tomorrow.
Oh, you're going into court tomorrow? Okay.
Yeah.
And I feel like they lift sanctions or allow you to do something or
that's what I'm hoping
for. Or clear the way, and not only that, a blessing comes out of it. Call me crazy, but it's almost like they offer me a job before I leave. It's weird. Or a program that can lead to a job or a skill. I'm getting an offer of some kind, and it seems like kind to me and can help me. Does that make sense at all? Or?
I can't see my ex being kind, but...
no, this is coming from the authorities, the powers that be.
Uh-huh.
The judge, the counsel, the lawyers.
Okay. They may waive a fee that I'm supposed to pay.
Okay, but I just feel like somebody... goes a distance and does something nice for you, too. It feels like the energy there is on your side. Now,
okay.
The new job thing, could it be hubby looking for a new job? Or
you know, Russ is looking for a job.
Oh, Russ is looking for a job.
Yeah.
Okay, so...
Yeah, we want something, you know, more hours.
That's what I'm hearing, a new job. When... It may take... I'm sorry, Mamie. My throat is doing something. Hang on one second.
That's probably yakking you do, Mike.
Oh, man.
You all right, Mike?
Yeah, I'm good. Take
a drink of water.
2 months, but between now and 2 months...
Well, that sounds good to me.
Don't panic.
I mean, he's employed now, but...
Okay, well, within 2 months, he's got a better job. And to me, I feel like it's a job where you're trained while you're working.
Okay.
Or it offers a skill. So, in other words, after he's there a while, he'd be considered a craftsman or skilled at what he's doing. And then he can
okay.
go get something better and progress. So,
that makes sense. They have him training at work currently.
Is he looking for a job or thinking about getting another one?
Yeah, he has been.
Yeah, I would say about 2 months, you'll see this develop.
That sounds good to me.
And now I'm going to hand it over to Lois because...
Let me jump in, Mike. Get a drink of water, okay?
Okay.
Amy.
Yeah.
From what I am seeing here, that this isn't new stuff that's going on. This has been going on for a while.
Yes, it has.
And from what I am seeing, we're all getting down to a point. I think all parties involved are coming to a point and saying, you know what, let's just get this over with because I really don't give a damn anymore. We're done. This has been going on. This is ridiculous. Let us all move on with our lives.
That sounds wonderful.
And I
That's
feel
what I'm
that
for.
Settlement will finally come into play here. Because over the next few months, the months are definitely going to be encouraging closure. Out with the old, so the new could come in. I am going to agree with Michael. I do feel there'll be some delays. I do feel that there might be some feeling like you're taking a few steps backwards while you're feeling like you're moving forward. I'm not panicked in the force of all of this.
Okay.
Annoyances, trials and errors. Yeah, but you know what? We're almost done. We're almost done. I have to say, Mike said something about a job, which very well could be, but I'm going to say that you guys, your family, you guys need to watch your finances.
Yeah.
I feel that there are matters here that you could find more out-of-pocket cost expenses that come up that could take you a little bit by surprise.
Yeah, that is a possibility.
Okay, and I feel that it's very important, even if it means, Amy, you need to hire somebody to do the kind of some work for you. I don't care if it's to fix your toilet knob, all right? You need to know how much.
Yeah.
Because there are areas here, it's mainly focused money. Money, 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 money. Now, I'd like to bring you back to about last April until around September this year. If you could give yourself some time, you don't have to answer me right now. Think about what was going on economically in your family. What was going on with jobs? What was going on bringing money in, money going out? What was it that you might have been hiring, who you were hiring, what was necessary, legal, whatever it is? Because
you know,
when you get into your birthday again this April, this overhead focus of finances stays with you. And it could be positive. New people, new thoughts, new job, new ideas. But go slow.
Okay.
Because not everything is going to manifest immediately. Because there's got to be changes. What you might be thinking you're going to do in March probably won't be, because you're going to come up with another wonderful rebirthing idea. And another thing I know about you, you're very creative. I don't know if it's people connected. I don't know if you like to cook. I don't know if you like to dance, if you like to draw. I don't know. But it's extremely important that you find a way to be able to express yourself, my friend. Because
I dabble in writing.
This mood of yours, these up and downs, these feelings of being stuck is not for you.
Okay.
Have you put on some weight, or have you been considering losing some weight?
I've been wanting to lose, yes.
If this is it. This is the time. This is, you know what? I've had enough time to do it.
Yep.
And I really think a lot of new people are going to come into play. So even the people right now that you might feel are a significant role in your life and whatever, people are moving on, and you're going to move on for whatever reasons that they're moving on for. It's okay, because there's a lot of new beginnings. I really like to coin phrase this time in your life that it will officially begin April 21st, is that you will rebirth.
Nice.
Sounds good to me.
Yes, it does. You've had to work hard for it.
And it could be a blessing.
Yes. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. And people that you haven't seen in a long time still surround you.
That's currently happening now.
Are you doing any repairs in your home or things that, you know what my feeling is right now? If it's not broke, don't fix it, okay? Let's give it some time. Let's see what happens here with the work, with the finances. And then you could think of 210 doing some kind of repair or fixing within your home.
Okay, so usually my landlord handles that, so I don't know what it could be offhand.
Okay, well, listen, you know, let him be in good health, and let nothing be like your refrigerator hasn't been working good and you're having a hard time getting a new one.
Yeah.
Yeah, that wouldn't be the greatest idea right now.
Yeah.
So that's my feeling on it. Yeah. And whatever papers that you need to sign, dear, make sure you understand what it is you're signing. And if it was up to me, I wouldn't sign any papers until after the 15th of January.
Okay.
And that's basically what I have for you, dear.
Well, thank you very much, Lois.
You're possible. Very welcome. God bless you. Good luck to you.
You too. Thanks.
Very good, Amy.
I couldn't hear you.
And just know that this is, like Lois said, a rebirth. And you're going to feel more and more and more. Like, you could work with it. creatively.
Well, I've been, yeah, well, you know, writing. I dabble in writing, so.
No. Yes, you're. I know you're very creative, and you can definitely move forward in a positive way. And right now, like Lois said, don't change a thing. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. It's good advice.
Yeah.
Enjoy the holidays and take care of your family.
That's exactly what we're doing.
I really think one more thing here, Amy.
Yeah.
If you choose to want to volunteer and get involved with a group and doing writings, let's say in a senior group, and you make a dynamic leader. Make a dynamic leader.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Little, you know, nervous about things like that.
It
tend to be a win.
I think once we got you out there, you'd be just fine.
Yes, very organized, very, especially at the passion and the heart in it.
Yeah, you're an asset.
When I put my heart into something, it gets done. Mike knows that firsthand.
You'll do fine. God bless you, sweetie, and have a wonderful holiday.
Thank you.
Yes.
You too, Lois.
Okay, God bless.
You too, Mike.
God
thanks.
God bless, Amy. I'll talk to you soon or whenever.
All right.
Okay.
All
right. She was part of the team. It was her and Shay, Lois, that carried me through my journey here.
Really? Really?
Yeah,
that's dynamic.
Yeah.
It's wonderful when you see the people there for you, Mike, and I can so understand why they want to be there for you.
Oh, man, I met her when she was just a kid going through a breakup, and she was at my side for, 6 years, and then Shay came on, and Shay's been with me 6-7 years, so.
That's great. That's wonderful.
Yeah,
that's wonderful.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Caller, how you doing?
I'm doing fine.
Hello,
what's
your name?
My name is Katrina.
Can you spell that, please?
Sure, K-A-T-R-I-N-A.
K-A-T-R-I-N-E?
I-N-A.
A, I'm so sorry.
K-A-T-R-I-N-A. That's okay.
Okay, and Katrina, may I have your date of birth?
1/19/1971.
Okay.
Okay, Katrina. What part of the world you call from, Katrina?
I am calling from Michigan.
Michigan. Okay, good.
Yeah.
Is it cold there?
Oh, it's so cold, yes. Yes.
Katrina, I feel mad for some reason. I don't know why. Well, you're angry with somebody. Am I connecting with something that I should focus on?
I'm very angry right now. My daughter was actually involved in a car accident October 31st, and I'm very angry at the driver. My daughter ended up paralyzed, and the driver walked away with nothing, and she was using her cell phone. So I'm just very angry right now.
Yeah, so you're very upset about the car accident with your daughter?
Yeah, my daughter is the only one that, she was passenger when the driver was using her cell phone, and my daughter ended up paralyzed out of the accident.
Oh,
my
God.
I know, I guess. Go ahead, hon, I'm sorry. I'm talking to you.
Katrina, I'm sorry, just bear with me, because, boy, you picked a heck of a day to...
Katrina, I'm going to jump in a minute, Mike, okay? You get situated over there, you okay?
Yeah, but I just wish I could really dive into this. I can, but you go first.
Okay, you know what, Katrina? For what has ever happened here, I see you as a crusader.
Okay.
And I believe that you're a very strong, strong woman. I feel that you are a leader. I feel that in life you have taken care of you. You are the in-charge person. A little bit you don't like being told what to do either, but this is it. This horrible, unfortunate accident that took place, I see you as a crusader. a person that's going to get out there and do everything that you can and put it away by saying, this cannot go on anymore with this insensitive, not caring attitude in people, drunk drivers, talking on the phone, texting on the phone. I see you in charge. So if you wanted to get yourself involved in some form of an organization and get yourself out there, you will be heard. The letter K in your name is an immediate indicator to me that you are an inspirer, you are an inspiration. Your birth number, when I total your date of birth, shows me you are an inspirer, you are an inspiration. People will see, they will stand up and take notice who you are. When you are ready to move on, and I understand your pain is your pain, but I believe that you have a mission here to get out there and take charge and let everybody know, let the public, let the government, let whomever know, you're not going to stand for this and you're going to rally other people.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I see who you are. Can you talk, Mike?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, go ahead.
Thanks. Thanks, Lois. Katrina, what I'm hearing now, are they moving her now, or are they combining forces with another medical team or hospital or unit? Where is she exactly? Is she in rehab now or still in the hospital?
She's in a, she's been here at this hospital, this rehabilitation hospital, for over a month now. They're saying she has 6 more weeks. Actually, I went to a bunch of training to be able to take her home Christmas Eve until Christmas Day. So if you see her moving from one place to another, it might be because she's going home for Christmas Eve until Christmas Day.
Because I feel her being moved around. And, God, I almost want to say, I keep hearing a Christmas miracle. I know you're the mom, it's your baby. I can feel your, but I keep hearing Christmas miracle. Almost like it does something for her to come home for that week.
Oh, yeah.
And it sparks something. I'm just feeling the angels being involved. I almost want to say that while she's home with you for the holidays, there is a spark of light and hope that she may walk again someday. Or
that's
gonna
what
be,
I'm hoping for.
Yeah, that's going to be her telling you.
Yeah, they're telling me that she won't be able to, but I believe God will give my daughter her miracle.
I keep hearing Christmas miracle. Have you been praying for a miracle in those words? Because now, you know, I don't practice medicine or prescribe a diagnosis or anything, but I am feeling that it's going to be a long journey back, but there's going to be a light, a hope, a spark. You're going to know in your heart that maybe she moves a toe or she feels something, or she might even try to get up, or, you know, anything like that that would say to everybody there is hope. So that would be the miracle. And I'm feeling, another thing I'm feeling is that they somewhere in the future, they combine this with other type of treatment. I'm not quite sure what this is. I want to say it's you go holistic, you go alternative, you acupuncture, acupressure, chiropractic, osteopath, all different. There's just too much here. I don't know what they're trying to say to me, but I do know one thing. It's alternative and it complements what she's already getting. So there's no bickering back and forth. You know, it's okay. It seems like everybody works together on this, and combined forces, I feel like, I want to say that she, does well, or there's encouragement here, and it happens soon, I want to say. possibly while she's at your house for the week for the holidays. So I want to leave you with that. And if nothing does happen, go easy on me, but I am only saying what I'm hearing.
You know what I really think, Katrina, seriously, what Michael is saying, you being a key factor in fighting for the rights, what you know that should be done, fighting in the law and so forth, is only going to enhance the healing to your child.
Okay.
This was not a coincidence. This wasn't something that just happened. I'm sorry it happened to your daughter. I really am. But unfortunately, it's going to happen to somebody else, too, or mine, or Mike's, anybody's, because people are so ignorant out there in what they are doing. But you are a key player to the healing of the miracle, because for what you can give to other people, God is going to give it back to you.
Exactly. My daughter has even said that. My daughter said that.
That's your confirmation.
For a reason.
That's your confirmation.
Absolutely.
Okay.
God bless you, dear. God bless you.
Thank you.
God bless you.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
God bless.
Have a good Christmas.
Okay, everybody. If you're just listening, you're listening to the Michael Gogan Show, and I am with my co-host, Lois T. Martin. I don't believe they're going to give us another call because, there it is. Well, I know we'll
Hi, Michael.
Hi, how you doing?
It's Chris.
Chris, where you been?
I send my love to you, dear. My computer hasn't been working. I send my love to you.
Yeah. Thank you, Chris. I thought you got mad at me because of the last show I said you always get through. And I thought you got mad at me.
Oh, my God, Mike, are you kidding?
You got the magic touch. I don't care if you get through every show.
Oh, my God.
You know? Thank you for calling, Chris.
Thank you, Michael.
Okay. You want to give your information to Lois?
I wanted to talk with you. I can talk to Lois, too.
Okay, well, you want to talk to me. All righty, let me go first then. But while I'm doing it, she could be getting your meal ready.
Should I give my birthday?
Yeah.
Yeah, birthday name. Or whatever.
September. Do you need my birthday, Lois?
Yes, please.
It's September 20th, 1952.
9/20.
Yes.
Okay, great. And it's C-H-R-I-S?
T-I-N-E.
Christine. Okay, great. Damn, Mike.
Okay, we don't have much time. It's 5:00, so...
Good, give it to her.
I strongly recommend, Chris, if you want me to focus on something, I'll go right to it instead of me floating around your orbit.
Work and relationship.
Okay. Oh, my God, I'm sorry. Work looks good. Relationship, I'm worried about for some reason. Is he threatening to leave or he's acting up? Is he,
he's concerned about the money.
He's concerned about the money. Huh. I feel like he doesn't leave, but he may threaten to... Or he doesn't, he's not playing ball, or he doesn't want to play ball. But I feel like he all of a sudden does a turnaround, and he does play ball. So I think you've seen this before, from what I'm hearing, where he'll keep you to the last minute hanging on, and you're thinking that he's not going to go along with it or help you or do whatever it is you wish, and then all of a sudden he winds up coming through for you. So I do feel that if there's something that you wanted, he's going to give you a hard way to go with it and then turn around and let you have it or allow it to happen. Does that make sense? Does it connect with anything?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, so he's playing a game right now. That's what I'm hearing. He's playing a game. He's playing a game. He wants to act like the knight on a shining armor, you know, knight in a shining armor. Like at the last minute, he comes riding in and saves the day, or saves you, or he's the hero. He's this is the type of what I'm getting, and that's what he's manifesting with the situation. So, especially if it's specifics, a certain amount of money or something that you want him to fund. Career, I'm hearing judgments and victories, so something's on the table for you and somebody's considering something. I would even say a job offer. Actually, I feel fantastic with the job, I feel like I'm chosen. Are you waiting for an answer on something?
Well, I did send in a proposal for a grant to support a writing project, but I've got a lot of different things I'm hoping. I talked to somebody else, and I told them I want to start getting paid.
I'm feeling that, too. You got a lot of things going on around you as far as being creative and getting it out of there. Is that anything connected to real estate or property? That makes sense, the whole deal?
I'm not aware of that. Now, but I know that's come up before.
Okay, because I'm feeling an offer coming to you from either a real estater or somebody who does something with maybe, how long we got? Okay. Okay. Okay, I was just talking to the man. He says we gotta say goodbye. But I do feel career being very active and relationship being very aggravating, Chris, for the time being. I would say at least 3 weeks. So
okay.
All right. You take care. Lois, any words of wisdom real quick?
I would just say that I feel that not all the cards are on the table yet, but more has to be played out, and you're going to be surprised by people's behavior and certain things that maybe they've said or done, and you're going to be a little taken back by it. I am going to say that something will be coming up, an opportunity relating work, job concern. I don't know if it's going to be the amount of money you're asking for, but something does come your way. I have to agree with Michael. Relationship to me right now just seems to be not everything is out on the table yet.
Okay. And Chris, God bless. Have a Merry Christmas.
Many blessings to you.
And take care.